Okay, so moving on to agenda paper 8.
So agenda paper 8, work in progress paper.
A paper of only half a page, glad to know, reporting that there's nothing, nothing to report that you haven't seen or discussed at this meeting. So nothing in the inbox at the moment in terms of what will be coming to you to future meetings.
Well done.
I don't do the work. The team does the work. No, and they do fantastic work. So. Maybe what I will do is just give you a quick update on a number of topics that started with you and that's moving through the board's process in terms of narrow scope standard setting. So just to let you know what's happened since the last meeting. First of all, in November, just last week, the board decided to agree with your recommendation to take on a project on lack of exchangeability. So take on a project to look at possibly amending IS21 to address lack of exchangeability. And so the decision last week was simply to take on the project. They discussed your recommendations about how to do that. And so what we'll do is bring back then further papers to the board to sort of bottom out exactly what the proposal will be.
Generally supportive?
Yes, generally supportive and a lot of support on the board for taking on that project given your recommendations. The next couple of projects is the onerous contracts project. That again started with you. We're at the stage now where in September and October the board basically re-deliberated all the main technical discussions in that project. And so it's moving forward largely as exposed, some refinement to the drafting, but largely as exposed. So there's just a due process discussion to happen on that, but that's moving forward. And our work plan says that the plan there would be to issue final amendments in the second quarter next year. The next projects that have come through you is the annual improvements package 2018 to 2020. There's four annual improvements in that, three of them which came through you. Again, the board talked about those just last week and agreed to move forward with all of those four. Three, by the way, as exposed, one which is the one to do with IFRS 1. And proposing to provide a bit of extra cost relief for a subsidiary that's a first-time adopter after its parent. There, the board's just going to expand the scope slightly. It was a requirement before. It's going to be a permission to use a different measurement around currency translation differences. So again, that's technical decisions taken by the board. So that's moving forward, and again has a second quarter. Next year as the planned issuance of those annual improvements. And finally, just to say that in October we talked about a topic, a sale of a single asset entity, corporate wrapper question. The board talked about it in October. We are to bring something back to the board on that to discuss further at a future meeting. And the focus of that discussion is to say if the board is going to do something in that respect, what would exactly be the scope of a potentially very targeted, narrow scope amendment around that topic? So those since we last saw you, that shows you the board has been busy talking about things that have come through your work. I don't know if there's any particular questions, comments?
Are we expecting to have a January meeting?
What it will depend on, so a good question. What it will depend on is, as of yesterday, comment letters have come back on the five tentative agenda decisions that went out in September. So whether we have a January meeting will depend on the content of those comment letters and the extent to which we think we can use a January meeting to potentially close out some of those topics. So, as of yet, unknown until we look at the content of the.
But that's a video, right?
Yeah, if there's a meeting in January, it would be a video meeting. So we'll let you know in the near term whether there will be a
prepare perspective. January and February are pretty awful. So if you can let us know so we can manage our schedules, that would be very much appreciated.
I'd to be pretty cautious with how much we put into that anyway, given it's a video meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if the meeting does happen, you can assume it will be a pretty short meeting, but we'll let you know soon.
Okay, thank you.
So with that, I think we can wrap up the meeting. That's it for 2019?
That's it for 2019.
It's a wrap? Okay, thank you.